Well, this morning, I want to kind of put a bow on top of our prayer series. There's a lot more we could say about prayer, but I wanted to highlight a couple of things, because while we've been able to look at, and I've enjoyed, I hope you have too, this series on the Lord's Prayer, there is something about patterns for prayer which is really helpful to us. It gives us a little bit of a plan. It gives us a game plan or a map, a road map of how we can begin doing this thing called prayer that God has created us to be able to do. So as in the weeks past, we've talked about the Lord's Prayer. I know we've made mention of other patterns for prayer, the Acts model, the adoration, confession, thanksgiving, supplication model. And all of these models, the four-finger model, or five-finger model, which is one we may mention another time coming up, are all helpful because they give us some pattern for us to begin to work through. It helps us get beyond ourselves and get beyond what is often our leaning, our pull to just be praying for whatever want or need happens to come to my mind at the time. But today I want to just mention a couple of things that while that patterns for prayer are helpful and they are certainly a step in the right direction, if all it became for us was in the morning we got up and we prayed through one of our prayer patterns, that would be a good thing. That would be a step in the right direction. But it is not the kind of prayer that God desires for us. We see through Scripture that that is a part of the puzzle, but there's something far more. And so I just want to highlight a couple of things for you today. And to do that, we're going to jump into the New Testament book, 1 Thessalonians, beginning in chapter 5, starting at verse 16. I'll be reading 16, 17, and 18. So if you want to open up your Bible, take a look, write it down on your bulletin, whatever it might be. But this is an amazing verse. And so let me just read it for you here this morning as we continue on. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Now that's it. That's just a couple of little lines, three short verses, but it's packed, isn't it? It's packed with all kinds of encouragement for us. But on the other hand, sometimes it can be a bit of an overwhelming verse as well. You know, for all of us who sometimes feel we don't pray well or we don't pray enough, to read this verse and to hear that we are to pray not just more, but that we are to pray continually, and we don't know how we can do that. That doesn't seem to make sense, because if we think of prayer as being a pulling aside, bowing our head, closing our eyes, then certainly we cannot pray in that manner in a way that would be continually. We have other things in our lives that we are called to do. But it's as we go about the other things in our life, the Apostle Paul is inviting us to do so and allow that other things in our lives to be transformed by the presence of God, by the awareness that we have of the presence of God, and to use that or move in that time that we're going to call prayer. So just want to put that out there. And again, the idea that all of these are overwhelming, aren't they? You know, we are called to rejoice always. Sometimes I don't feel like rejoicing. I know sometimes you don't feel like rejoicing either. You know, we are called to pray continually. And as I said, sometimes we have a hard time figuring out what that even means. But yet it's here. And not only is it here, that we're invited to give thanks in all circumstances. In some circumstances, I'm not very thankful for. And yet we are called that in the midst of those circumstances, not necessarily giving thanks for the circumstances, but in the midst of those circumstances, even the trials in life that we walk through, that we are called to be thankful. And so that also is an invitation to prayer, that in all the circumstances of our life, we are invited to be thankful, and that thankfulness can begin to well up and become something of prayer for us. So how can we move from this patterns of prayer or times of prayer or occasions of prayer to a lifestyle of prayer, something that does begin to transform our lives as we move forward and allow God to have greater sway in the midst of this life that we're living. Okay, I'm going to offer you a couple of suggestions today, and maybe I'll encourage you to take a couple of notes. The notes will be helpful because what I'm going to suggest are some ways that will be cues or keys that when this happens, this will be a reminder that we are called to move into a pattern, a place of prayer. And so the first one I would like to make mention of would be whenever things go well for us. You know, so oftentimes we have things that go well and we tend to move on to the next. We pray when things are going poorly or when we're kind of in a desperation mode. But the idea of giving thanks to God in the midst of all of our circumstance is exactly where we need to begin. Over and over and again throughout the Psalms, we were reminded to enter his courts with thanksgiving and his gates with praise, that we are called to be a people who live in the awareness of God's goodness. And that can begin as we begin get up in the morning. That can continue as we go on throughout the day. Whenever something is going on that we are glad about, that we are happy for, we can note that not just is something good going on, but that we can give God thanks for it. So we begin to develop this heart of gratitude, this attitude of gratitude throughout our day. And we reflect that gratitude back to God as we come across things. Also, it's not bad to take time throughout the day. Maybe you're not noticing things are going well, but even in the midst of the trials you're walking through, that you would take time to press yourself to think, what am I thankful for? And it may be on that day that everything is going so haywire that the only thing you have to give God thanks for is his love for you in Christ Jesus. And if that's all you have to give him thanks for, that's a lot. So it's just a way of, again, keeping our awareness of God's goodness to us. Second one I'd like to suggest to you, and this is one that goes on the flip side of that whenever you're feeling a little extra stress in your life, and that could be because of a conflict with somebody else, it could be because of a deadline that's quickly approaching or a decision that you have to make, you're not sure which way to go, and so you're feeling in your gut that sense of stress. How about this, that when we feel that knot of stress beginning to build up, that too can become a point of prayer. That we can say, hey, as I feel that stress, it becomes part of what I do. I bring it to God. God, I'm feeling this stress. And so I bring it to him and ask him to be with me to help me walk through whatever it is that we're walking through. Finally, I've got three more. But there's a couple of kind of interesting ones, because I know sometimes we get frustrated when we are stuck, when we have to wait, whether it be waiting for a callback or waiting in line for at the pharmacy because they haven't got your prescription ready. They say, oh, come back in 15 minutes. And what are you going to do? Just stand there for 15 minutes. We feel so stuck, and we feel like we're wasting our time, and it becomes a frustration for us. None of us like to wait, and yet in those moments, if we could take and switch our direction. Most of us, I've found, especially as recent time has gone along, that if we are called to wait, go to a doctor's office, you sit waiting for the doctor to come. Most of us pull out our phone and we're all over the internet, we're checking our emails, we're doing whatever, we're wasting our time that we feel they are making us waste because we are having to wait. What if instead of allowing that waste of time to continue, we said we're going to use that time to take these moments to pray. So you're sitting there in the doctor's office, you're standing there in the grocery store, you're wherever you might be where, excuse me, you're having to wait. This is a good time for us to begin to develop and cultivate this continual prayer. Maybe if there's things going on that you do every day, the things that don't take a lot of thought process, maybe you decide, I'm going to take this particular everyday chore and I'm going to make it part of my prayer time. Say maybe you load up your dishwasher every day. So as you're scraping and moving through the dishes and putting them in the dishwasher, you take that time to just go to prayer, because you don't have to think too hard about where you place the dishes. Places while you're folding the laundry, and maybe that becomes a time of prayer, taking it to where we go and allowing it to be part of God's presence. You know, there was a great book written many years ago, Brother Lawrence, and he talked about discovering God's presence as he would peel potatoes. Part of his job at the monastery he was at was preparing dinner every night. And so he found that he could discover something of God's presence even in the daily routine of peeling potatoes. And if he can do that in peeling potatoes, we can do it in a lot of the daily routines that we have too. And finally, I would say this, that a lot of us struggle with worry. And when worries pop up, because it's always the way things go, I would suggest to you that instead of going down that rabbit trail, crossing over those bridges that may or may not come to be, that instead of going down the path of worry, we catch ourselves. And instead of going to worry, allow that to be our invitation to bring it to God. So every time we feel worried, that becomes our invitation to pray. Again, there, you know, how many verses can go to that, but this one most importantly out of Philippians 4, that says to be anxious about nothing, but in all things, through prayer and petition with thanksgiving, make your request known to God. So those become five little invitations I would suggest to you. Again, thanks when you receive blessings, or just when you make note of things you're thankful for. When you find stress beginning to move into your life and you begin to feel that sense, a knot of stress coming. When you have to wait and you hate that waiting, you don't want to waste your time. But number three would be when you wait. Four, when you're doing everyday chores, something that you could do every day, and you could begin to just weave awareness of God's presence into the midst of that chore. And finally, when you find things that cause you anxiety or worry. So those five little things would be triggers for us as we move forward. Pick one this week. Maybe pick two this week and say, when I feel these things, I will take time wherever I am, whatever I'm doing, and I'll just be aware of God's presence and lift up a prayer to Him. Okay? So my encouragement to you as we wrap up the Psalm prayer, to pray continually, even as we rejoice always, and even as we are thankful in all circumstances. All right, I hope you guys have a great week. I know we're wrapping up this morning with the song, Great is Thy Faithfulness. So thank you to you who are leading us. But again, that becomes the foundation of God's goodness to us that invites us to this new life of prayer. All right, you guys have a great week.